The Rambam inserts one word. Grammatically, it's a preposition. It connects nouns. But it changes the entire complexion of tshuva. In the Rambam, there's a tshuva in his koteres, and we've talked about the koteres before. The mitzvah is sheyashiv hachote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yizmada. Lifnei Hashem. Or as the Rambam writes, chayev lehisvados lifnei hakel. Well, who else, in front of what else would you be performing tshuva? What does it mean? Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei hakel. Where else would you be? So, one of the ideas the Rav expresses in Al HaTshuva is that this phrase, Lifnei Hashem, can best be understood by exploring a different phrase that seems out of place or asynchronous to tshuva. The Rambam lists the language of the vidui. So the Kohen Gadol recites the vidui, and we borrow his language. An Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati lefonecha v'asisi kach v'kach. Please Hashem, I have sinned. Hareini chamti uboshti v'masai. V'le'olam eini chozel davrzeh. Very strange way to introduce tshuva. Very strange way to begin your video. An Hashem. The text should say, Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati. An Hashem, kaper na lachataim. Most people insert the word please before their request. So you should say, Hashem, I've sinned. My request is kapara. Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati. An Hashem, kaper na lachataim v'lavonos. The only people I know in the world who say the word please when they're not asking for something are stewardesses on LL. When they come and they say, tea please, they're really saying bivakasha, and they're translating it into English. Once I had a friend who wanted to get back at them, so he had some tea bags in his pocket. They came and said, tea please. He said, sure, and he gave him a tea bag. But most people ask please when they're asking for something. Here we say, An Hashem, chatasi, avisi, pashati, please Hashem, I've sinned. What does that mean? So the Rav explained the following. Tshuva is not your right. Tshuva is not your privilege. Tshuva is a gift. It's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the chasdei Hashem. Hashem created a world which is governed by all the systems of laws that he installed to make life livable, sustainable, predictable. The great accomplishment of the Greeks is they finally lent chaos, or lent order to what was seen as chaos, and they called it cosmos, order. So we can predict our world. Physics, chemistry, time, causality, and of course less hard sciences that we can predict and manipulate our world. Psychology, politics. So our world has stability. We didn't have political systems that Hashem gave us the intuition to create, we destroy each other. If we didn't have causality, we won't be able to predict our world. I want to now go to take something to eat. How do I know that the next step I take, I won't sink into some quicksand? Because physics determines that this is now concrete concrete, and this concrete has been poured. And this concrete can resist human weight, can resist pressure. So that means I can take a step. How do I know I'm not going to breathe some toxic substance? Because we can control our environment. Hashem creates laws for human beings to study, for human beings to manipulate, to create a world that's predictable, that's stable, that's livable. Tshuva is a rejection of all the rules that we know. It's a rejection of moral laws. Commit a chait. Morally, there's consequence. All of a sudden, a person's a rapist. He stands up in court and says, I'm sorry. Oh, don't go to jail. It's all fine. Obviously, the judge will factor in the remorse, but punitive laws mean that there's a consequence for your action. Every society bases itself on punitive causality. Politically, as a deterrent to other crimes, we don't just walk scot-free. It shatters time. What's past is past. You can't change what happened last year. Last year you did something. Last year you lost the basketball game. Last year you did go to camp. You can't change it. It's 2015. Baruch Baruch Hu says, Nasal lo kisliyos. You sinned. You rebelled. You caved. You do tshuva. That will be a schus. Not only will I wipe it away, but it will be your schus. Your past will change. Tshuva is not part of this world. Yishalmi says in Makos, tshuva kadma li'olam alpaim shana. Hashem created tshuva 2,000 years before He created the world. That's a stupefying Yishalmi. Why is there a need for tshuva before the world is created, before man is created? Tshuva is a uniquely human experience. Before man is created, blades of grass, trees, forests, and seas don't have to perform tshuva. Why is Hashem creating tshuva before the world is created? If anything, He has to wait for man to sin. Once man sins, tshuva becomes necessary. Who's the first Baal tshuva? Trick question? Ironically, not. We don't see his tshuva. Kain. Kain has this very, very lukewarm tshuva. Gadol avonim miniso. And the Medrash says that Adam meets Kain, and he learns of his sin, that he kills Hevel. And Adam inquires of Kain, well, what happened? And Kain says, I did tshuva. Really bragging about one of the worst tshuvas in history. Gadol avonim miniso. Talk about chutzpah. But it's an important lesson that tshuva is not an all or nothing proposition. Tshuva doesn't have to be perfect to be successful. There are many forms of imperfect tshuva. Gadol avonim miniso, he says. And Adam asks Kain, well, what happened after your tshuva? And Kain said, Hashem exonerated and acquitted half of my own nation. Adam puts his hands into his head and says, ah, I wish I would have performed tshuva. I just didn't realize you could. No one taught me about it. Somehow Kain understands that Hashem wants tshuva. Because in a purely logical realm, tshuva is ridiculous. Tshuva is antithetical to human laws and human logic and human governance. So Hashem had to create tshuva before the world because once the world is created, laws begin. Physics begins. Chemistry begins. Politics begins. Temporal laws, laws of time begin. And in that context, tshuva can't emerge. Tshuva has to precede the creation of this universe because it's not part of this universe. That's why it's kadma li'olam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says there was a discussion in Shemayim between Hashem and the Malachim about whether Menashe can perform tshuva. Menashe was a murderer, bloodthirsty murderer, had the blood of countless Nevi on his hands. And the Malachim were saying, there is no way you should accept his tshuva. It doesn't make sense. And Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to dig a tunnel through the heavens so that if Menashe wants tshuva, he'll get tshuva. Why is that the image of a tunnel through the heavens? Same thing. Heavens represent limitations, rules, gravity, atmosphere, terrestrial versus celestial. That's our world. Nothing is more emblematic or symbolic of the set system that we live in than the fact that human beings can't fly to the heavens, at least before space travel. And Hashem says, doesn't make a difference. I'm going to furrow through the heavens. Because tshuva is a furrow through the heavens. Tshuva is a fissure of natural law. Tshuva is not part of our world. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, before you start the tshuva process, you recognize it's a gift, the Rav says. And you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am asking you for the right to do tshuva. It's not something I expect. I'm stepping out of my humanity right now. I want to be a human being. I want to live like a human being. I want to eat like a human being. I want to prosper like a human being. But there's one part of my life I don't want to be human. That's tshuva. I want to step out into your magical world. Ana Hashem. The Rav says when you say Ana in Vidur on Yom Kippur, you shouldn't say Ana Hashem. You should say Ana. I'm davening. Hashem. Kaprana. Before you even start, it's a preface. It's like, please let me start this process. It's not obvious. It's not, doesn't make sense. Ana. Hashem. Chatasi Abisi Pashati Lefenach. It's not Ana Hashem. Ana. Please. Chatasi. You'll see in Israel, a lot of people like to scream. But deep down, they're really good people. They'll scream at you, then they'll help you out. So they'll get angry at you on the bus driver, for bringing too much, and then they'll say, oh, let me help you with your bags. Some countries are the reverse. Everyone's all polite and decorous and kind. because they're very careful about manners. But you can feign on the street. They'll say, excuse me, apologize, walk by, make sure they apologize 500 times so they don't get down and help you. So you have to have both. You have to have manners. You have to have politeness. You also have to be able to help people. So if you go to the store, and the store closes at 8 o'clock, and you're there at 8:01, and you try to enter a store in Israel, be prepared for a verbal assault. The guy behind the door will be screaming, Ma, Bibik, Masagul, Yisrael! Make you feel like you committed a federal crime. America will say, excuse me, we're closed. Maybe you shouldn't come in right now. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Okay, ask me to leave. I have to introduce it. I'm going to have to ask you to ask me. I have to ask you a question. Okay, so just ask. I don't have that type of introduction in Israel. I have to ask you. I have to ask you. Okay, so ask me. Happy man! See people! Go look at the baita! Take your hand out of your pocket. Like this. Look really desperate. I promise you a 75% chance the guy will open it for you. After screaming at you, making you feel like mud, I don't even listen anymore. I let them finish their screaming and I'll get what I need. It's like a rite of passage. You scream, I go. And they're screaming. You knock when you need something. You don't deserve. I don't deserve to come in, but do me a favor. The Chol Ma'aminim Shu Poseach Shar the Dovke B'Tshuva. Why are we called Dovke B'Tshuva? Why are we knocking on the door of Shemayim? Dovke B'Tshuva. Poseach Shar the Dovke B'Tshuva. We said it in Slichos 2 nights ago. We'll say it in Ne'ilah. It's a phrase that recurs 3-4 times over these 2 weeks. The Chol Ma'aminim Shu Poseach Shar the Chol Ma'aminim Shu Poseach Shar Shehu. What's before pay? Ayin. Shu On Elachash. HaPaseach Shar, LeDovke B'Tshuva. Hashem opens the door. Why are we called Dovke B'Tshuva? Same issue. We don't deserve Tshuva. We're Dovke B'Tshuva. We're knocking at Hashem's door. Hashem, please, accept my Tshuva. It's not something obvious. It's not something that makes sense. It's magic. It's a chesed. That's when you encounter the chesed of Hashem. The Dover Hashem, Ori V'Yishi, Ori Zer Rosh Hashanah. Yishi Zeh Yom Kippur. What's the relationship between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Until you realize Chasdei Hashem in this world, and Rosh Hashanah is the day to realize Chasdei Hashem, the world of Chesed, the world of creation, creating a world of Chesed, as I talked about last night. The reason people give brachos in Rosh Hashanah, because you want to mimic Hashem who gave bracha to the world. You feel so full of Hashem's Chesed, you want to share it with people. That's how you know you're full of Chesed, when you can't contain it. You can't contain it. When you see a good movie, what's your first thing you want to share with them? You gotta see that movie. Sometimes your heart is so small, you can't contain such joy. And Rosh Hashanah, you have so much joy, you want to share it and give someone a bracha. And be like a Kaddish Baruch Hu and give a bracha to someone. Ve'ye bracha. So after the chesed of Rosh Hashanah, then you're ready to appreciate the chesed of Yom Kippur and tap into the truest chesed. And a person is given the opportunity, which isn't deserved, which isn't logical, to perform tshuva. That's why the Rav said the Rambam describes tshuva as lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is a lashon of tefillah. De'u lifnei mi atem omdim. Lifnei Hashem elokeichem. The process of tshuva is framed by tefillah. That's why tshuva is inserted into tefillah in the middle of our Shemoneh Esrei. Because we're davening to Hashem, you have to daven for the right to do tshuva. You can't just blurt out, Hashem, please be mechaper my avos. Hashem, please let me engage in this tshuva thing. Let me realize how crazy it is, how illogical it is, how foreign it is to everything I experience the rest of my year and the rest of my day. Let me leap up beyond being a human being and find that ability to perform tshuva. So that's why the Rambam constantly affixes the word lifnei Hashem to the Vidui. That's why the Vidui begins with Ana, not Ana Hashem, Ana, because tshuva is not a right. Tshuva is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll talk tomorrow. A second reason the Rav said that tshuva is always framed with the phrase, lifnei Hashem. Okay? Take a break.